Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Ricky Klaverkamp, filling in for Mick Kerr this week. He is out on vacation. We're on hump day. Wednesday. We're going to start off talking about global food insecurity. A World Food Day event provided the Agriculture Secretary opportunity to discuss ways that the world and the U.S. can combat food insecurity. Here's USDA's Rod Bain.
Efforts continue in combating global food insecurity. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack had opportunity during a recent World Food Day event to discuss where the focus should be to improve food security. He starts with American ag producers and their role in feeding the world.
Farmers take a great deal of pride in knowing that they're not only feeding themselves and their friends and neighbors in this country, but also the world. And we need and have a responsibility, given the incredible productivity of our land in the United States, we have a responsibility to respond to the growing climate crisis and the link that it has, making it more difficult for developing countries to produce what they need to produce for their own people.
The secretary believes with that, two types of commitments are needed. One is of global feeding and sustainability programs provided by USDA and the U.S. Agency for International Development. The other is getting behind increased agricultural research.
The reality is, in order for us to continue to be productive, in order for us to share the awareness of new technologies and new practices, and frankly, to learn as well from developing countries, I think there are practices that are indigenous knowledge here in this country and elsewhere that could be helpful to us in terms of our own ability to maintain productivity. So to do that requires, I think, a commitment to research.
Then there is partnership in addressing both global and domestic food insecurity concerns, with Secretary Vilsack focused specifically on public-private partnerships.
It's important for there to be a collaborative effort between the government and the private sector. I think it's important for the government to continue to look for creative ways to encourage the private sector to be engaged.
In addition,
I think we also want to look for ways in which the government, as it's purchasing food, as it's supporting those families, also finds a way to support the small and local and regional producers. In other words, in order to buy food for the food banks or for school meal programs, shouldn't we spend a significant amount of that resource buying from local producers so that you're stimulating the local economy, you're providing additional revenue sources for those small and mid-sized producers, keeping them on the farm and in business? It's important for rural America and for the rural economy to do that.
He adds education for various public and private entities on how they can address food insecurity concerns within their sphere of influence also contributes to improve food security. Using the example of a tribal college in Colorado.
They've established their own little food pantry, and there's opportunities at USDA for grants and resources to be able to support that kind of activity.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Let's take a break for the markets.